It is now my privilege to introduce D. Alsop, president of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Alsop will welcome these graduates into membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Alsop.
What an awesome sight, and what a remarkable collection of personal accomplishment that your presence here today represents. What a memorable feeling, and I thank the university for the privilege I have to be here to share it with you. For you and your families, this is clearly a high point of your lives. Events of a few years ago helped me gain an appreciation for the high points of my life. My oldest daughter, her fiancé, and I decided to climb Mount Rainier. It was something I had thought about often as a kid growing up in Washington State, where I could always see this snow-capped mountain at the end of the valley where my family lived. Mount Rainier stands at just over 14,400 feet. It's a serious climb that ascends nearly 2 vertical miles and for someone like me requires serious training. After climbing all day on the first day, we arrived dead tired at Camp Muir, which is at an elevation of 10,000 feet. We ate and then fell asleep, and our guide woke us up at 1 o'clock in the morning to begin the climb for the summit. From Camp Muir, we headed across the Cowlitz Glacier with our crampons strapped to our boots and each of us connected to the person in front of us by rope just in case someone slipped on the steep, ice-covered glacier. As I climbed, I became aware of how dependent we were upon our guide to show us where to go, to avoid the crevasses and other dangers and pitfalls. I was struck by the fact that every vertical step I took was into the foothold that someone who had gone before me had carved out of the ice. We quickly fell into a routine of climbing for 50 minutes and resting for 10. The climb was amazing. It was a clear night with a full moon and a view of unspeakable beauty. After hours of climbing, we reached our next rest stop at the top of what is ironically called Disappointment Cleaver. Our guide went to each climber and asked us this question: "Is this your high point?" His question struck me. I knew that it was a nice way of him asking if this was as high as I thought I could go. But I also remember feeling the distinct impression that as exciting and thrilling as that climb was, I could not count it as a high point in my life. That impression was validated just a few months later at the marriage of that same daughter. Surrounded by family and friends, appreciating what really matters in this life, I remember thinking and telling my daughter, "This is my high point." Today marks the beginning or commencement of what will be many high points in your lives. I'm grateful that my time here at Brigham Young University helped me understand the metric by which I could measure the high points in my life. It's the standard that is laid out in the mission of the university, which is to assist individuals for their quest for perfection and eternal life, and to become a person of faith, intellect, and character who has the skills and desire to continue learning and to serve others throughout their lives. That's a pretty high standard. As students of Brigham Young University today, you join a great alumni family of men and women, now 370,000 strong throughout the world, who share this mission. 370,000 who have gone before you, carving out footsteps to make your journey through life easier. 370,000 fellow alumni sharing a connection and a commitment to accomplish great things in life. At the Alumni Association, we believe that our ability to accomplish great things in life can be magnified when we connect with others that share the spirit of the why. We are dedicated to cultivate the spirit of the why by keeping you informed and connected to the good works faculty and alumni are doing in the world and providing opportunities for you to learn, volunteer, contribute, and serve with the students, programs, and activities of your alma mater, keeping you connected for good. We feel so strongly about this idea of being connected for good that we have adopted it as the slogan of the Alumni Association. No longer students, we will remain connected as alumni with a shared commitment to go forth to do good in a world that has now become our campus. As president of the Brigham Young University Association Board of Directors, I hereby confer on each of you a lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Congratulations to each of you. I invite you to continue to let the mission of BYU guide you to the high points in your life. Let that mission continue to lift and inspire you. Find ways you can be connected for good and receive the blessings that come to those that continue to learn and serve others throughout their lives. May God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.